Hey love, welcome to the Selfish Babe podcast, aka Selfish Talk, hosted by me, Olanike OC. Selfish Babe is a personal development and women's lifestyle brand dedicated to women learning how to selfishly and authentically love themselves. On this podcast, expect to have your mind expanded, curse words said, and to gain a new perspective about who the fuck you are. Let's get into it. The Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast is sponsored by my company, Goddess Detox. Goddess Detox is a holistic wellness company dedicated to providing women with self-love-inspired products to physically, spiritually, and emotionally detox. If you are a woman wanting to detox her ex, detox negative emotions, as well as to get more in tune with yourself and your vagina, check out our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, as well as our Queen Steam and Queen's Throne Combo, which is the in-home vaginal steam set for your convenience. You can find out more information on our products at goddessdetox.org, as well as follow at Goddess Detox on Instagram. Tell them Olanike OC sent you. Talk about self-belief and why it's very, very important to your self-love journey to have self-belief. If you're watching me on Selfish Talk TV, hey, it's nice to see you. And if you're listening on the Selfish Talk podcast, I love you. But I do want you to know, if you are listening, you can definitely watch this video on Selfish Talk TV in the app, in the Selfish Babe app. So if you want to see it live, if you want to see my face, then you can definitely watch this video here, there as well. So I want to talk about self-belief, because I think it's something that it's extremely important for you to have self-belief in yourself. It's extremely important for you to believe in yourself. And it is not the responsibility of other people to believe in you. So for example, I made a post on Instagram on April 13th, a black and white photo, and it was a long, long form written post. And number three, one of the affirmations that I put said, "It is no one's responsibility but my own to believe in myself." And you know, I really believe, I've seen where we have put responsibility in other people to believe in us, right? It's really not their responsibility, but we put the responsibility on them. Now, if somebody in your life, a loved one, wants to believe in you because they truly love you and they really believe in you, then that's amazing. But it is not their own, it is not their responsibility to do that for you. It is only your responsibility to believe in yourself. So I'm going to read this post to you, okay? I said, "Them, what's the first step to loving yourself? I get this question a lot. This could look different for others, but for me, it would have to be belief. Massive, abundant belief. Without belief, you are tied down to only what you see right in front of you. And because you only see what's in front of you, you are unable to see the possibilities of where you could go. This causes you to stay stuck and stagnant. Knowing the possibilities, or even being open to possibilities you couldn't even imagine, is important. Belief is important to manifest your dreams. Belief is important to your self-value. Belief is important to how you view yourself. Are you a creator, or are you someone who settles for the way life is? Parentheses. I know I wouldn't want to be 60 and saying, oh, well, you know, that's just how life is, instead of taking full responsibility and accountability for my life. But with belief, you know of the oh so many possibilities you can have in this world. You know that you are worthy of it all. You know that you can have it all. You know that your dreams are possible. With belief, you can change shit. This is very fucking important. Underline. With belief, you can change shit. It's very fucking important for you to know this. Changing shit allows you to create the life you want to see. Woo, let's repeat that. Changing shit allows you to create the life that you want to fucking see. One you are happy to wake up to. Having belief is such a priceless thing. It's something no one can take away from you. I want you to say this with me. I am open to believing in myself. Number one. Number two, I am worth believing in me. Three, it is no one's responsibility but my own to believe in myself. Four, believing in myself is very important to me. And then I went on talking about, you know, how you can repeat those affirmations. And that honestly, if you find it hard to even say those affirmations to yourself, or you find it hard to believe those affirmations for yourself, then that means that you do not believe in yourself. And as a selfish babe, as a woman who is selfishly and authentically loving herself or learning to do that, it is important that you believe in yourself. You know, I went to school. When I say I went to school, I went to college because I had belief in myself. I did good in school because I believed in myself. And I also started Goddess Detox because I believed in myself. I started Selfish Babe because I believed in myself. And so for me, what I've noticed is that I literally have a really high meter of self-belief. If I want to go out and fucking do something, then I'm going to do it because I believe in myself. I don't put that responsibility on other people. I don't say, hey, do you believe in me? You know, because if you really believe in me, then I can go and take this action and do what I know that I can do. I would never say that to anybody. I would never put that responsibility on them. I would be like, I believe in myself, and therefore, because I believe in myself, I take the action steps necessary, showing that I believe in myself. And I want you to really sit back and reflect on that, right? I take the action steps necessary, showing that I actually believe in myself. Belief is just so important. I understand the possibilities. I see the possibilities more than what's in front of my face. And so I want you to think, you know, do you actually believe in yourself? Because if you believed in yourself, you'll be taking a lot more action in your life right now. I want you to think about that. Think about all the things that you were like, I want to do this, I want to do this, or I can do this and I can do this, or I have this great idea and I really want to do this idea. But then I want you to think about, well, have I taken action towards this beautiful idea? Have I taken action towards this beautiful dream that I have? Have I done any type of action? I mean, the first step is Google. I'm gonna be real. The first step is Googling shit. You know, the action don't have to be super big for you to take a first step. But have you done any of that? Or have you just sat in your head and thought about how amazing it would be and got inspired with how amazing it would be to do these motherfucking great things that you have in your soul and your heart, and then didn't do shit? And then life continues to pass by. Days continue to go by. And you are not doing anything towards your dreams or towards your goals and your desires that you have on your heart. If you are not taking action, then you cannot really tell me that you believe in yourself. Because if you actually believe in yourself, then you'll be taking action in your life to do the things that you want to do, that to do those things, to see them into fruition, to see them in your current reality. Right? When you have belief, you're open to possibilities. You're open to possibilities that are not seen quite fit in your physical reality right now. You're open to them. And then you're also going to take action to make sure that you manifest and bring those things into your physical reality. That is what self-belief is to me. Self-belief is actually taking the motherfucking action. Now, are you doing that? And if you're telling me that you believe in yourself, but you're not taking action, is something is missing. Something is missing in your system of self-belief. Something is missing inside of you. And it's up to you to uncover that, to figure that out, right? And so I wanted to talk about that because it's like, you know, we could talk about our dreams. We could talk about these amazing lives that we really want to create for ourselves, right? But without the action, which starts from self-belief, which is why I believe it's freaking important to believe in yourself. It's like literally, if somebody says, what's the first thing, first step into loving yourself? Self-belief. You must believe in yourself. I believe that I've always had this innate in me, to be honest. I thought that when you got an idea and when you wanted to do something, you just did it. Because for me, that has always come easy to me. It has always come easy to be like, I want to do this. Okay, I'm going to go do it. More than likely, right? So if we're talking about like finishing a book or finishing a course, maybe not. But starting a damn business, yes. Finishing school, yes. So it depends on what it is, right? But it usually comes natural to me. Even writing my book, The Power of Looking at Your Yoni, which I'll also be putting back on the market. That was something that I was like, I had the idea, I'm going to do it. And I did it. And I Googled, right? I figured it out. You know, I used my resources that I had. But a lot of times I don't see a lot of people doing that. And I've had people tell me, no, Vanessa, like that doesn't come natural to them. It's like they have this idea that's on their heart. And they sit on it and they wait for what I don't know. But they wait and they wait and they wait and they wait because they don't believe in themselves. Honestly, I will have to say that you don't believe that you can do it. You don't have enough faith in yourself, right? And so for me, when it comes to loving yourself, for me, when it comes to being a selfish babe, to really selfishly and authentically love yourself, you have to have belief. You have to have that. Because without the belief, which is in your mind, you will not take action. You will not take action in your life. And it's important, if you want to see massive change in your life, to have self-belief. It starts here. I'm pointing to my head if you're watching me. It starts here in the mind. Personal development is very important. If you're freaking listening to this podcast or even watching this, you are listening to personal development. You are listening to something that's going to help develop your mind and your mindset, which is so fucking valuable. So congratulations for listening to this. Congratulations for watching this. Now, how do I begin to believe in myself? If you are a woman that's like, well, I really want to, you know, go after my dreams. I really want to do these things. I want to make sure that I'm not putting the responsibility of other people believing in me to push me in action to make and move. And if you're that woman that's like, well, damn, Vanessa, I don't really believe in myself. Well, how the fuck do I do that? I want to believe in myself. I would love to be able to write a book and actually see it through. I would love to start a business. I would love to open a shop. I would love to, you know, do something that's on my heart, and I would love to see it in this physical reality. Now, because I think it's important for selfish babes to be able to believe in themselves, because it's just like, well, if you have no foundation, how do you expect to grow a house? I have my challenge, my 5-day getting on my shit by believing in myself Facebook challenge. I just opened up enrollment. I'll be stopping enrollment on April 20th, 420. It's a great day. I'm going to be stopping enrollment on that day. And so if you are a selfish babe listening to this or watching this and you want to learn how to begin to have that self-belief, to cultivate that self-belief and not have to rely on other people believing in you to take massive change and massive action into your life, then sign up via gettingonmyshit.com. gettingonmyshit.com. You can click the link below this podcast. I'll also have it up on the Selfish Babe website. It'll say join the 5-day gettingonmyshit.com. Join the 5-day getting on my shit challenge. And I would love to see you in that Facebook group. I think it's important that when you do things like this, that you are able to do it with other women and a supportive group, because you could be that woman that is changing her mindset and changing her thoughts and changing her ways. But you may be the only one out of your friend group, your current friend group, because you're going to get new friends soon. You may be the only one in your current friend group who's like even into any of this stuff, into like really cultivating your self-love. And if that's you, it's important that I created this Facebook group for you specifically, so that you feel like you're supported, that you can hear other women's story, and you're going to be connected with other women who are also working on developing themselves. And really, I like to call it, you know, really on the journey to being a real selfish babe, to really embodying what it means to be a selfish babe. What does it mean to be selfish? How does this look when it comes to self-belief, right? Having self-belief is very, very important. It's selfish, but not in the negative way that you look at it. It's selfish because you're thinking about yourself, because you're believing in yourself, and because you're not having or putting the responsibility on other people to believe in you. It's not their responsibility. It's your responsibility. Now, on this post I read, the last thing that I said, it's time for you to start believing in you. You are totally worth believing in yourself. Now, I want to end this episode with the 4 affirmations that I did have. So I'm going to say it twice so that you can repeat after me, okay? All right. Selfish affirmations. If you love them, definitely, you know, post them on Instagram and tag me at Olenike OC and at Selfish Babe so I can repost you. So number 1. I am open to believing in myself. I am open to believing in myself. Number 2, I am worth believing in me. I am worth believing in me. Number 3, very important. It is no one's responsibility but my own to believe in myself. It is no one's responsibility but my own to believe in myself. And number 4, believing in myself is very important to me. Believing in myself is very important to you. I need this to be important to you, beautiful. You have to believe in yourself. It is, you do yourself a disservice when you force other people to have to believe in you, right? If you have people in your life that naturally believe in you and want to see the best for you, that is a blessing and that is amazing. But again, it's not their responsibility. It is your responsibility. So as a selfish babe, I want you to take responsibility for your life. Take accountability. What do you see in your life that you don't like right now? What can you have the belief and open-mindedness to see in your mind of what you can create? How can your life be different with the ways that you can create? What do you believe is possible for you? Right? That's very important. Thank you for listening, beautiful. I will talk to you later on another Selfish Talk podcast. And remember, the website is gettingonmyship.com. Gettingonmyship.com. If you'd like to sign up for the 5-day Getting On My Ship by Believing in Myself challenge. See you there.
Hey, beautiful. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Selfish Babe Selfish Talk podcast. If you feel like this episode has helped you in any way and you think that it could be impactful to a girl or a woman that you know, definitely send this episode to her. Also, make sure to download our Selfish Babe app to receive self-love inspirational messages throughout your day, found in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. You can also head over to our website, selfishbabe.com, to join the community, find out about our Self-Love Academy, and to shop our apparel. You can follow at Selfish Babes with an S on Instagram, or you can also follow me on Instagram at AlinieGayOC. I affirm that you have an amazing day. I will connect with you on the next episode, and I love you. Mwah.